While voters across the country made history last Tuesday, returning President Reagan to office with the most decisive victory ever, voters in the District of Columbia made a little history of their own. They approved the nation's first referendum guaranteeing the homeless adequate overnight shelter. The passage of what's known as Initiative 17 is expected to have far-reaching implications for policies toward the homeless everywhere. Julie McCarthy reports.
Courts in three other jurisdictions, New York City, Charleston, West Virginia, and Los Angeles County, have each established the right to shelter. But Washington, D.C. is the first place where voters have addressed the issue, and they overwhelmingly approve the landmark measure by a margin of nearly 3-1.
Well, what we saw, I think, was a phenomenon called basic human decency.
Mitch Snyder is the spokesman for the D.C.-based homeless advocacy group known as the Community for Creative Nonviolence, the sponsors of Initiative 17. Snyder just ended a 51-day-long fast on behalf of the homeless 2 days before the election. His fast attracted enormous publicity, and Snyder, who nearly died, concedes it probably helped the initiative pass by as wide a margin as it did. But while the initiative met widespread approval, not everybody wanted it, including D.C. Mayor Marion Barry.
I expected the initiative to pass. Shelter for the homeless is like motherhood.
Despite that sentiment, the mayor sharply opposed Initiative 17. His administration waged an aggressive campaign to defeat it, saying it would make D.C. a mecca for the homeless from up and down the East Coast, and that it would cost taxpayers upwards of $60 million a year. The city still has a pending lawsuit to try to nullify the initiative, which was initiated before the election. But in light of the overwhelming voter support in favor of guaranteeing shelter to the city's estimated 10,000 to 15,000 homeless, the city appears to be softening its position, and officials say they are considering withdrawing the suit. Even Mayor Barry sounds a note of resignation.
We'll charge the city taxpayers whatever it costs us to house the homeless.
City officials weren't alone in their opposition. A group considered to be an unlikely ally, the D.C. Coalition for the Homeless, joined them. The coalition worries that the shelter initiative merely provides warehousing of homeless people and that it will create a true underclass of poor whose incentive to become self-sufficient will be smothered. Coalition member Marie Nahikian also says many of the city's homeless are victims of deinstitutionalization and that their problems are so profound that only a comprehensive approach combining mental health care with job training and housing can help them.
We feel confident that the district government will simply say, hey, look at Initiative 17. All we have to do is provide overnight shelter, and what happens to people during the daytime, what happens to people for the future is not our concern.
The coalition's position opposing the right to shelter earned them the wrath of their own director, who resigned in protest the day before the election. The New York-based National Coalition for the Homeless also condemned its D.C. chapter, saying that if you don't support Initiative 17, you simply don't support the homeless. Robert Hayes is the National Coalition's attorney who fought the court battle that won New York City's homeless the right to overnight shelter.
You have to get people inside, otherwise they're going to freeze. Now, of course, everyone agrees that sheltering the homeless does not end their homelessness. The homeless need housing and they need jobs, but you have to have first things first.
Many questions regarding cost and how to implement the newly won right for the city's homeless still remain unanswered. But Mitch Snyder and other shelter advocates say they are certain of one thing, that the action by D.C. voters last Tuesday has helped to raise the nation's awareness about the plight of its homeless.
We won by a landslide. The homeless won by a landslide. And in fact, the nation won, because the message that was sent out from Washington to the rest of the country is, we have to begin dealing with the question of basic rights.
Snyder says the Community for Creative Nonviolence has requested to meet next week with city officials to discuss how to implement the landmark initiative. For National Public Radio, I'm Julie McCarthy in Washington.